We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Support for this podcast comes from Wild Turkey Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Let's tune in to their one-on-one with Jamal, a real bartender from Old Fourth Ward in Atlanta.
I really get into the backstory of whatever I'm pouring. Out of respect, there are literally years of experience behind these bottles. Wild Turkey, same recipe since 1942. If you want a true classic, this is what you want to order.
Wild Turkey. Wild Turkey Distilling Company, Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. Copyright 2020, Campari America, New York, New York. Never compromise, drink responsibly.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a Hollywood acceptance speech. I'm so surprised! I had no idea! I'm not even prepared! Okay. I'd like to thank the Progressive discounts that got me here. Safe driver, multi-car, paid in full multi-policy. This is just such a big moment. And did I mention that I'm surprised?
With all kinds of discounts, Progressive helps you save.
Oh, and I want to thank my agent and all my discounts agents because we all have the same agent. Don't start the music!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by DraftKings.com, the leader in daily fantasy sports. I'm DJ Trainer, once again back here on Fridays, like I told you I would be, hosting from RotoWire HQ with Ken K-Train Kreitz, calling in from the Green Mountain State.
Hello, DJ. My posse's always ready, and they're waiting in my zone. Public enemy. And happy Friday.
Oh, happy Friday indeed. I'm ready for this weekend. I don't know why. I just want to kick back, watch some basketball. I'm excited about it.
Likewise. And we had a good game last night that I know we'll touch on later.
Anyway, for sure.
The RotoWire Fantasy Basketball Podcast is now available on iTunes and Stitcher. So please subscribe and review us, beloved reader. Anyway, today we're going to touch on recent news. We're going to give a RotoWire expert keeper league update. We're going to then dive into DJ's DFS thoughts on Friday's NBA slate of games. Are you going on NBA TV tonight to talk about your picks?
I did last night. I made some bold predictions last night, and I cashed in on a couple of them. One, maybe not so much. If you know that forever, I'll remain silent. But you can usually catch me on there on Thursdays.
Thursdays. Got it. My apologies. Okay. And so anyway, and for myself, it's good to be back. I think I was gone for 2-3 weeks there at the holidays, mostly because Shannon and DJ's helping us out here. But it's good to be back.
Yeah, glad to have you back. Of course, for future shows, I'm going to be here on Fridays, and Shannon and Ken will kind of trade off here from here on out. But if you have any specific topics you'd like us to cover, discuss, rant about, send them our way on Twitter. You can find me at TrainerDJ. I'll have that in the show notes. Roto Shannon, of course, and at Ken Kreitz. Now let's hear from a word from our sponsor before we get into it.
Be part of the action all season long at DraftKings.com, the official daily fantasy basketball partner of RotoWire. With daily fantasy, you do not need to spend months micromanaging a roster. Play whenever you want and pick a new team every time you play. Challenge your friends in a custom league to prove you're the superior GM, or square off against basketball fans from around the country for big prizes. Go to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code Roto Hoops to play for free if you're a new depositor. DraftKings, official partner of RotoWire. That's promo code Roto Hoops at DraftKings.com.
Well done there, sir. I'm excited to jump on tonight. I know I'm looking forward to it. I got a good streak going. I'm on a heater, if you want to call it that. I can't wait to dive into our picks last night.
Who did well for you last night?
So on NBA TV last night, I actually said that Marcus Saul was a way better option than Andre Drummond, especially because there was a difference in price, and I turned out to be right on that. And you know what? When you had Drummond and Cousins at center, a lot of people are going towards those two guys, and they tried to fit them in that center slot. And so I went Gasol. And anytime you can get Marcus Saul as a contrarian play, I'm going to do that every time. And it worked out for me well last night.
When he was quote unquote slumping, Gasol, that is, that's kind of earlier in the season, right? I mean, he's getting a little more consistency, it seems like.
As he goes, the Grizzlies go, and the Grizzlies are starting to get more back into it. The Mario Chalmers trade has really helped them out. And so, I mean, he's the heart and soul of their team. And I mean, he's an elite center. I know we're getting caught up with Drummond, and Cousins has always been good, and he's doing amazing things. But Marcus Saul is one of the five best centers in the NBA.
And, you know, you're right about Chalmers. That, you know, when that trade was made, I was kind of cynical. Like, it made sense. The guy desperately needed a new start somewhere, but I had no idea he'd be this productive. Obviously, it helps for him this week that Conley's out, but surprising production from Chalmers.
Yeah, well, he's always lived in the shadow of Dwayne Wade and LeBron James and Chris Bosh. I mean, President Obama made the joke when they went to the White House, and now are like, Mario, I promise I won't yell at you, or something like that. He was just always the redheaded stepchild on that team. He comes to Memphis, and it's, wow, this guy has some game. He can drive to the hoop. He can draw some fouls, get to the free throw line. He was more dynamic than we thought he was in Miami, and so he's still a backup point guard behind Mike Conley, but he's one of the better backup point guards in this league.
Yeah, and you know, Obama knows his basketball. We should get him in the Roto-Keeper League, maybe when he's done with his term.
We might have to do that. You know, I saw a picture of him the other day shooting the ball, of course. He's got nice shots.
In his sweatpants,
Sweatpants, of course, and of course he's got a lot of space because you can't foul the president. But there's an insignia on the basketball of his logo, like his campaign logo, Obama, you know, the red, white, and blue. And so he has basketballs laying around that are branded with his name, which is just a whole nother level.
Well, maybe that's next year's Christmas gift, RotoWire basketballs.
I like it. I like it a lot.
All right, well, let's, with that, ease into the news. You've already touched on some of it. Good old, not reliable Derrick Rose sat out again last night. I shouldn't say again in that it's a streak. It was a one-time sit out recently. If you're in a season-long league, DJ, does he have any trade value left beyond his big name? I mean, he's shooting a hair under 40%. He's even a hair under 5 assists a game. You know, does he have a lot of trade value left?
You know what's funny is this is a case where his NBA trade value and his fantasy value perfectly align, and that there's one or two organizations or owners or, you know, fantasy owners out there that are crazy and dumb enough to, you know, hear his name and say, oh, I got to have him on my team. They're living in the past. But no, he really doesn't. The Bulls are going to live and die with him as it stands right now. Of course, last night you had Kirk Heinrich come into the game for him, and they don't, you know, Chicago Chicago barely ekes out a win by the grace of Jimmy Butler. But no, I think if you had against the Sixers, exactly. They had an amazing second half to come from behind win in Philadelphia. But to answer your question directly, no. If you have Derrick Rose right now, you're hoping that he gets a little bit better. But I'm not trading for Derrick Rose. I don't want him. I didn't want him to begin with, and I don't want him now. I will say that I understand the thought that if you were getting him in later rounds, so if you're in a 14-team league and you're getting him in the fifth or sixth round, that he is maybe, he could have been one of those players that wins you a league, that it turns out maybe he's a top 25 player like we knew he could be or he was in the past, that didn't turn out this year. So if you thought that in the preseason, unfortunately, you were wrong.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are two, unless it's the last round of a draft, there are two types of players I always avoid like the plague. One is injury history, and two is bad field goal percentage.
Yep.
And you've got the double dose of problems there with Rose.
And you know who falls in line with that is Dwayne Wade is one of those. He's working out this season.
Yeah.
Ricky Rubio is another guy. So, you know, those three guys in particular, they're ticking time bombs. They can ruin your whole entire year if you decide to draft them. It makes more sense if you can get them way later on and take a flyer on them. I know it sounds crazy because they're big names, but in terms of fantasy, the ticking time bomb.
Well, and speaking of, I would always take a more boring name like Mike Conley out of Memphis, who unfortunately, right, he just missed his fifth game in a row with Achilles issues. He was hoping for a Tuesday return. I played him in one of my weekly teams thinking he was coming back Tuesday, but he missed Tuesday. He missed last night, and now he's iffy for Saturday. I'm not sure really what the news to debate is, but it's kind of a bummer situation. And as you mentioned, Chalmers is really, really taking the opportunity there.
Yep. So the moral of the story here is you're using Mario Chalmers in DFS. If you're on DraftKings, you should give him a look. He had a great game last night. I will say Chalmers' price is creeping up. I don't have it in front of me now, but I think he was in that middle tier $6,000 range on DraftKings. So it's to the point where you kind of have to give it a second thought. But in season long, you're really enjoying the spoils of Mario Chalmers. Mike Conley, the weird thing is, I think he's been officially a game time decision for every single one of these games. Yeah. But he's not quite there yet. And so you're never going to drop him. Mike Conley is not droppable under any circumstances unless you're in a 4-team league or like a 6-team league or something like
and if
that.
If you're in a 6-team league, you really need more friends.
Right. Yeah, that's what you should get out of this Mike Conley injury situation is that you need more friends. apparently it's he must be able to jog or something like that for them to not just rule him out every single night. I don't think it's gamesmanship. I think that he could come back and play, but what's the point if they're humming along just nicely and eking out wins against Detroit? Then well, let's let him rest. And I mean, this is a team that can still make the playoffs, and he needs to be healthy for that to happen.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like Achilles is sort of like hamstrings do. It's one of those classic,
yeah,
I don't know before the game starts.
I've never had an Achilles thing. I just can't even imagine what that would feel like. I
badly sprained my Achilles last year at the RotoWire pickup hoops game. It was pathetic. It was either just old manism or a high ankle sprain or an Achilles, but I actually had a limp for like 6 weeks.
Really?
My kids were just laughing at me.
Well, then I should ask you. So Mike Conley will be out 6 weeks because Ken Kreitz and Mike Conley have the exact same type body type.
We do get mistaken for each other a lot. And I know I was at a game where someone yelled K-Train at Conley with a horn. that's never happened to me. You know, we have nothing in common at all. But, okay, moving on. I know your guy, Kobe Bryant, had only 8 points last night. But other decent counting stats in the Warriors' loss. I know from your 120 and NBA TV spots, DJ, you are actually a fan of Kobe for DFS. And I thought, let's give you the floor to explain a little why.
Yeah, let me be clear. I'm not a Kobe guy. I was never growing up. I was never a Kobe guy. I'm still not a Kobe guy. And I really chastise him before he announced his retirement. Now I've kind of evolved into the thinking that the Lakers are incredibly genius because they're actually tanking and they have been tanking and they're doing it this year better than they ever have without the stigma of the 76ers tanking. And so, but in terms of DFS, this is what I say about Kobe Bryant. In DFS, you don't care about missed shots. So if he goes out there and takes 30 30 shots and he only hits
shooting 35% on
yeah,
this year.
It's okay. I mean, it doesn't matter in DFS. There's no percentages. And so in terms of fantasy, his price usually stays low because you don't know if he's going to play or not. But if you're locked into a game where you know he's going to play and he's in an opposing city where that's his last game he's ever going to play, he's showing up and he's showing out for those games. In terms of DFS, I like him.
Got it. All right. Well, with that, we have another word from our sponsors. Do you need a website? Why not do it yourself with Wix.com? No matter what business you're in, Wix.com is something for you. Used by more than 75 million people worldwide, Wix.com makes it easy to get your website live today. You need to get the word out about your business. It all starts with a stunning website with hundreds of designer-made, customizable templates to choose from, the drag-and-drop editor. There is no coding needed. You don't need to be a programmer or a designer to create something beautiful. You can do it yourself with Wix.com. Wix.com empowers business owners to create their own professional websites every day. When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy to worry about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy and free. Go to Wix.com to create your own website today. The result is stunning. And I actually have, believe it or not, a testimonial. My brother, actually, this is the believe it or not part. My brother, who breathes fire and juggles for a living, uses Wix for his own website.
Wait, he literally breathes fire and juggles?
My brother lives in L.A. He has about a foot-high mohawk. He shaves the side of his head, and he walks on stilts, breathes fire, and juggles for a living. I'm not sure I've ever shared that with you.
No. Well, first of all, no, I've never heard that before. But just by your own demeanor and your jolly self, I'm not surprised that you have alter egos or your brothers out there doing stuff like that. That doesn't surprise me whatsoever.
All right. Thank you. Maybe when we post the pod on an article, I'll see if I can link to his site there. But anyway, he's a big Wix fan. Throw that out. And he's a fire breather. So wow. I think if a fire breather can make a Wix site, I don't want to knock fire breathers, but, you know.
You don't want to knock your brother either.
I don't want to knock my brother either. But, you know, it's not a computer-oriented living breathing.
No,
fire,
sure.
You know, so, but, yeah, you're right. That sounds horrible. Anyway, use Wix.com.
You need to add that to the promo read in the future. If fire breathers can do it, obviously you can too.
Yeah, you have a lot of good photography. All right, well, that said, let's move on to our Staff RotoWire Staff Keeper League update. Where actually our standings have not changed since the last time you and I did a pod together. I'm still third. You are still eighth. Well, but the big news. Well, you get into the big news, sir.
Oh, well, I don't know if I want to, man. I will say I bumped up to six earlier on, but big news is Ken K-Train Kreitz is making some moves. And I will say he may have acquired the best all-around roster that maybe this league has ever seen. And I will say that I helped him in that pursuit. I definitely helped him. So let me just remind you that I took on this team. This is my first year in this Keeper League rule, or this Keeper League. And, you know, not the players I want. If somebody's giving up their team, it's obviously not a good team. So I'm making changes, making something to it. I guess I'll just say the trade straight up, and please no hate mail from my side of things.
To cut it short, you inherited a bad team that did not have many future assets. You weren't going to win this year, so you got to trade your current assets to build for the future. And you had two big ones. You had Boogie Cousins, and you had Kevin Durant. And they were at okay salaries, but not at, like, affordable salaries you could build off of.
Correct. And now that that trade is done, Ken, since it's over with, I wasn't going to keep those two players at that salary because it's only 160 salary cap league. It's not 200. And so, you know, people chastise me for getting rid of those two players for Will Barton, Middleton, and TJ Warren and another pick. And I also threw DeMar DeRozan in that deal. But I want to start from scratch, as scratch as I could, and I wasn't going to keep them anyway. And so for me, getting a deal done, period, made a lot more sense than getting nothing out of it whatsoever. So
you have a process. Not the process, but you have the DJ process, let's call it.
Yeah, and let's just say my salary cap right now is at like 35, for all the players.
You're going to be a monster in the auction.
Right. And so I'm going to...
I'm in a different situation. I've been in a top three most of the year, so I'm all in. You know, your chance to win this league, you get small little windows, and when that window is open, you can't pussyfoot around. You have to be all in. And I started by dealing Wisconsin graduate Frank the Tank Kaminsky for the Polish Hammer. I just like yelling Polish. Marcin Gortat, a small move, but clearly a future asset dumped for an old C-level contract is the end of his contract. Gortat, but he's starting every day, started the season slow, but, you know, a potential double-double every night. That was move number one. Move number two, though, you actually said looking to move Durant and Cousins. You put that on the board.
Right.
And because you're in the home office there, I thought you'd be talking to league members, you know, every day about it. So I thought, I'm working from home out east here in Vermont. I have to pounce. So like a cat, I pounced and sent you offers. You very nicely responded quickly, which I believe is always appreciated. No matter what league you're in, proper etiquette is to respond promptly, even a deal you hate,
sure,
which you did. Kudos, sir. And yeah, we hammered it out. And then, I got Cousins, DeRozan. DeRozan, I'm actually going to have to pay his contract next year. So that
right,
was sort
you're
of,
locked into that contract. And let me just say, one of the reasons why I gave up DeRozan is that he's a and for you, Ken, it's going to work out for you because this is a rotisserie league. I should say he's doing great things, but for me, I have to have a shooting guard that shoots threes, and he doesn't do that, and so that hurts you unless you can find it somewhere else. If you have a Kevin Love on your team to offset that, but having a shooting guard that doesn't shoot threes is not my style, I should say.
It's a bad move, and you got Middleton in the deal, who's a great 3-point shooter. The only outside shooter the Bucks have.
Right.
You know, so he's a lock. And Barton hitting good threes, frankly, for a small forward. And, yeah, so, no, I dumped DeRozan for that very reason a couple of years ago for Patrick Beverley because I was anxious for steals and assists. Now, that didn't quite work out either, but... You're right. DeRozan's lack of threes from a shooting guard is very frustrating.
Yeah, and I will say that I won't say that I'm gung-ho about Middleton, Warren, and Barton necessarily, especially with Gallinari back in the lineup. It looks like Barton is still going to come off the bench. I'm more attracted to their contracts, and that I'll have them for all three of those players together, I think, for $11 over the next 3 years at least. And so I'm attracted to that more than any one of those two players in particular. It just made sense. I'm looking to start from scratch. I'm not going to win, so I'm not going to twiddle my thumbs here and do nothing whatsoever. You're happy. I'm happy. That's how trade should work out.
Exactly. By two gentlemen willing to negotiate open communications.
And I will say, I do get your first-round pick, too.
And you get my first-round pick in the reserve, which always turns out that's where you get your values, guys, your cheap guys that are overlooked. And, you know, some people crabbing. So we got some crabby members in our league. A lot of griping about the deal as if they don't have the ability to make trade offers. I don't understand. Where are these people?
Right. I agree. I mean, the trade block was up for a while. You made another deal, Ken. Like, that wasn't the only deal you made. You made another big deal, if you want to talk about that one as well.
Fell into my lap from our last place team, the Clippers for Real, offered me LeBron James for Green of the Heat. And, oh my gosh, I'm completely, I got to go to the league.
Danilo Gallinari.
Oh, the Rooster, one of my favorites, right. The Rooster, mostly because the Rooster's cheap, though he's only got one more year on his deal, and Green is cheap. But who knows if he'll be consistent or not to the Heat as their sixth man.
So let me just.
I just fell into my lap. And yeah. I literally, it showed up in the morning. My first thought was, oh, LeBron tore his ACL. You know, I like went and checked, like, no, he's perfectly healthy. Okay, click accept. And then, of course, the same people whine to that guy about, but he's in last place, the Clippers for Real. He's not, LeBron and his big salary aren't doing him any good. So he got the Rooster and Green, cheap assets with upside for next year.
Yeah, it's funny how this league in particular is pretty indicative of the real NBA itself. If you're not going to make it, you know, you might as well just think about next year and move on, trade the best asset you have. And people like you are completely willing to do that. And so when you see people in the NBA acquiring like a Brandon Jennings, who his deal will expire at the end of the year, somebody's going to acquire him, and that'll be worth it to them just to have that asset because they're pushing for the championship. And you may say, it makes no sense to have him for 3 months. But being in this league, it's very clear that someone like you, Ken, you're going for it. Like, it means a lot to you. Let me just read the players that you have. I'm not going to read them all, but it's astonishing how good this roster is. DeMar DeRozan, Kyle Lowry, DeMarcus Cousins, Kevin Durant, Rudy Gay, LeBron James, Marcus All, DeAndre Jordan, the Polish Hammer. And we got some other players sprinkled in there that should be having better years.
Ellis. Like
Monte Ellis, Kyle Korver, Gorgui Dang is an up-and-comer, Andre Iguodala. So I've only been in this league this year, obviously, but I have to imagine this is the best roster that this league has ever seen.
Well, Shannon, who won it all last year, he also had a super roster because he went all in. And really, I'm following his model here. But yeah, well, if I don't win with this roster, I'm just never going to win.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you because you're right. I mean, you can't acquire that talent. This is not going to happen again.
A real team that had Durant and King James on the wings, like
right.
If you're a point guard, your eyes are just popping out of your head. Like, really? I can deal the ball here either to Durant, James, or I'll just dump it inside to Boogie Cousins.
Yeah,
I could be point guard on that team.
Gasol, DeAndre Jordan, Gortat would be coming off the bench behind Boogie Cousins on this team, which is insane. Anyways, the great thing about Fridays is we're always going to update that of this league, and I undoubtedly think we're going to be talking about Ken winning a championship this year, so that'll be fun to follow along, and I love your enthusiasm about it. Maybe I just wanted to hear that enthusiastic voice in the train whistle. So when I accepted that trade, I don't know. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for me.
Well, the fun in following it either will be watching my march to victory, or it'll be such an epic fail that it'll also be fun to mock my horrible luck. So
I agree.
We'll see that. But with that in mind, let's help our beloved listeners win some cash tonight, sir. Because I know, as one of our DFS experts, DJ, you've got some fantastic picks for tonight. So let's get right into your Friday night DraftKings suggestions, starting at the point guard.
Yeah. Big slate tonight. We definitely have a healthy slate, so there's lots of good middle price options that have breakout potential. No matter where I'm at, if I'm on this podcast, 120 Sports, NBA TV, Ken, every time I always say this. On a slate that's this big, you need to stuff your lineup with as many of those middle-tier price players as you can that can break out for those 40 DraftKings performances. So what I'm talking about is that $6,000 and that $7,000 range of players that have done it in the past and will do it in the future, and you need to hope that you hit on the majority of those on this particular night. So starting at point guard, Isaiah Thomas at $7,900. He's going up against Phoenix. You got it. Revenge factor is a real thing in the NBA. Isaiah Thomas only spent a limited time in Phoenix. He's moved on to Boston, where now he could be an all-star. $7,900. I don't want to say Isaiah Thomas is matchup proof, but he's not. But he's
their lead scorer.
He's their lead scorer on a team that has no scorers. So he's going to get enough touches every single night. And against this Phoenix team, who is actually one of the worst in guarding point guards, you like it even that much more. You being a Boston fan, Ken, you've been able to witness Isaiah Thomas in person. And do you think he's your point guard of the future, though? That's one question that everyone says no about, and that's why he's been tossed around so much.
Well, you know, first of all, Brad Stevens knows how to use guys that are, you know, have one skill set and really lack others. And I think, you know, you see a lot of those smarts when Stevens smarts, that is, when they were bringing him off the bench for so long, because really he was an amazing microwave on a team that needed scorers, you know, mm-hmm. and obviously, the Celtics are waiting for the big deal. There may not be one to be had this free agent, but with all those picks and all those kind of mid-level role players they've got that have upside, they're still sitting on making that possible deal. And frankly, what Thomas's role in the future will be is all about that future deal and what the needs are of whoever that team is willing to trade a superstar. You know, I do get a little worried when it was clear a couple of years ago in Sacramento that Boogie Cousins and Isaiah Thomas did not seem to enjoy playing together. Specifically, I thought Boogie made some discouraging remarks. He didn't quite like having a shoot-first point guard, which Thomas is. So you know, frankly, whoever plays that point guard role will probably be dictated by whoever their future star wants at the point guard. And we'll see. And, you know, Smart and Bradley are not shoot first guys. So I could see a scenario where you get a Cousins type player who wants a lot of shots and they say, Thomas, you're still a big scorer here, but you're coming off the bench. I could see that happening. So we'll see. We'll see. But it's just all about that future possible trade and then how the rest of the pieces fit. And Thomas is a piece. He's not going to, he's their default star now. That's why he's a great DFS play. And I like the recommendation. But he won't be their future star whenever they make that quote-unquote big trade.
Yeah, I think the funny thing about Boston, sorry I derailed our DFS talk. We'll jump back into it. The funny thing about Boston is it's a team that's trending upward, but in 3 years after all these picks have manifested either by actually using the Nets picks or trading them, I think that the roster they have now could be completely different to the point where they only have one or two guys left. Maybe Isaiah Thomas and Jay Crowder left on this squad, but it's still a team that's trending upward, and all that credit goes to Brad Stevens. So it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out, because you said it perfectly, that it's a team of average players that really come together under Brad Stevens and perform better than they probably should. But we can move it on to shooting guard if you'd
like. Let's go to shooting guard, sir. Yes. You've recommended this player before, but hop into it again, sir.
Well, you know why I do it is because his price tag middles around that $6,000 range, but he has that breakout potential. That's always what I'm looking for. So Andrew Wiggins at $6,500 is going up against Oklahoma City Thunder. Yeah, the Thunder are pretty good defense, but they get in shootouts too. Sometimes they like to just jack up the ball entirely. And I don't know, I can't stress enough that you can pay up for a Jimmy Butler or James Harden, who you know is going to get you 40 DraftKings points. But there are so many guys that you can save money on that are going to do that every other night or every third night. And one of these nights, you're going to hit big if you stick with this strategy. And so Andrew Wiggins, he's cheaper than Brad Beal, who's not even really playing, or he's playing now. Chris Middleton.
Well, not quite healthy. Yeah. Beal's still a little risk with that. He's gradually returning from his injury.
Yeah. So, I mean, Beal, Middleton, Wade, McCollum, they're all higher priced than Wiggins, but you know what? Wiggins can outscore them tonight, and he's outscored them in the future. He'll outscore them in the future too. So those are the type of people I look at, and Wiggins fits in perfectly with that thinking tonight at shooting guard.
I believe yours is the don't put all your eggs in one basket strategy. You want upside every position.
Exactly.
All right, sir. Well, very good. And then let's move. We were just talking about this player earlier. Let's move on. I believe you are a fan of the Rooster at small forward.
Oh, I am. $7,200. 27th, if you're looking at the DraftKings ranking, is what Miami is. Now, Miami, again, is one of those great defensive teams. But Luol Deng is someone who's going to be facing Gallinari. Gerald Green is somebody who's going to be stuck on him. And Gallinari has a massive advantage over those guys. He's averaging 33 fantasy points. And so in my roster, he's going to be lined up right there. All you got to do is go look at the game logs. He has massive breakout games, not consistently. But I'm looking 39, 38, 43, 35 over his last four. So you're getting reliability without breakout possibility as well.
Excellent, excellent. And I'm a little contrarian. We were already talking about this player earlier, but I am a Jay Crowder bandwagon hopper, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, definitely. I think he's somebody that you insulate your lineups with.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's a terrible nickname, the insulator.
Yeah. I don't think he'll like that. He is so.
But $6,400 is a nice bargain. A poor defense of Phoenix tonight. Anyway, if you maybe want to go for one of those more expensive guys in another position, Crowder is an excellent fill-in, especially tonight.
Yeah, most definitely. He's, you know, he fits within a perfect box. 25 to 35 DraftKings points. That's you know what you're going to get from him every single night. I will say no more, no less from him.
Yeah, over 20 points the last two games, 18 points the last five. He's hit over two threes per game, and the shot attempts are increasing. Took 15 in the win over the Pacers. So, all right, that's enough Crowder love. Let's move on to your power forward pick, sir.
Yeah, Kevin Love, $7,100. Last night it was the LeBron show, it was the Kyrie Irving show, and Love just somewhat played a backseat tonight going up against Houston. I think he moves more into the forefront of the action because he's going to have a mismatch. If Clint Capella is on the floor, that's who needs to be guarding Kevin Love, and Capella can't race around the court with Kevin Love. Terrence Jones seems more suited to do that. Again, breakout potential, good price. I'm a broken record about this, Ken, in the same price tag. Yeah. Dirk is always a good option at $6,300. He's a good price relief as well. Mirotić has done some nice things in that category. Serge Ibaka has been maybe one of the more disappointing fantasy players, more valuable in season-long because of blocks. But for DFS, he just really hasn't hung in there because Durant and Westbrook have remained somewhat healthy in their ball hogs.
Well, I think Cantor's also eating into his shots and minutes, right, too. Back to Kevin Love, though. I like the DFS solution. Not crazy about the haircut. I prefer the shorter hair crop to Kevin Love.
You know what? After he did the ESPN body issue, he's just a carefree man, and I think that's the hairstyle he likes, and he doesn't care. Once you show your body in front of the world.
Insightful analysis for our listeners. Begging for. That's why they hit that subscribe button. Oh, yeah. Kevin Love and that body issue.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, well, back to DFS, and Kevin Love is your power forward suggestion for the night. We've already talked about this gentleman at center, but get into your $6,900 man at center, sir.
Al Horford, $6,900, going up against Milwaukee. It hurts me a little bit to say this. I grew up a Bucks fan, but Milwaukee is the worst rebounding team in the league, and it's
even with Greg Monroe, which is I still am against that signing. Shannon and I argue this, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, and it's funny that he has a 3-year deal, and it's not a bad deal whatsoever, but there's a lot of talk about that the Bucks need to get rid of Monroe. Last year, they were one of the best defensive teams in the league. This year, they're one of the worst, and so what
plotting
has changed?
Yeah, plotting.
He's plotting. Yeah.
You know, if it's 1979, and you're worried about Wes Unseld and the Washington Bullets, yes, trade for or sign for Greg Monroe, but it's not. It's 2016. The Warriors are winning by running and shooting at an amazing pace. You don't go get a taller Wes Unseld and Greg Monroe. And at least Wes Unseld would just also scare the hell out of people. I don't think anyone's scared of Greg Monroe.
No, you're right.
To me, their biggest weakness wasn't inside scoring. I'm perfectly happy with John Henson getting garbage points and playing great defense. It was terrible outside shooting. Parker can't shoot. Williams can't shoot. Middleton's the only real shooter in that lineup. And I feel like in today's NBA, you need at least two decent outside shooters.
Ken, I heard your phone go off in the background. I think Monroe is already hitting you up on the text line there.
He is. He's sending me fade here via Twitter because I know you know what a follower of the podcast. Greg
right.
Monroe.
Yeah.
And also, Greg Monroe, also terrible, terrible trade I made in our keeper league. Thinking Monroe in a contract year would have a big season with Detroit, and I dealt Jimmy Butler to Nets.
Oh, ouch.
So maybe worst ever trade in the Keeper League history. And the sad thing is people were congratulating because the Bulls had just signed Paul Gasol, and I thought, oh, Butler's shots are going to have to go down.
Sure.
Of course, completely horrible call. Horrible. Horrible.
Well, I mean, to your defense, Butler did nothing his first 2 years in the league. And so he's one of the rare cases where he quadrupled and tripled his production across the board overnight. So that's a rough one, though. That's one that'll keep you up at night. But Al Horford, $6,900. Looking back at his last few games, at $6,900. Technical difficulties, but I'll pull it up here eventually. Let's see what he had over his last four. 66, 46, and 43. Now, he had a major stinker against Charlotte, but you just got to toss that out the window. That was an irregular game. That was a game where the Hawks were down pretty quick and pretty bad. But 66, 46, and 43 for someone who's priced $6,900, you have to be looking there. There's lots of good options at center. I think the center crop this year for DFS has been hard to pick from.
Efficient play from Horford. Efficient play. Well, thank you, DJ, for your DFS advice. Are you on 120 today?
No, Nick Whalen, RotoWire's own Nick Whalen, handles all the Friday stuff in general. Okay. So he'll be on 120 later on.
Your next big media, outside, of course, of this fantastic podcast, your next big media work will be?
Besides the Tuesday and Wednesday podcast with Josh Hayes and Nick Whalen, it 120 on Thursday and NBA TV on Thursday as well.
All right, and the 120 airs just after lunchtime, and the NBA TV fantasy tip-off show is at 6:30, usually on Tuesday. So check your listings because they adjust for games.
Yeah, and okay, well, I will say that I always tweet out all my appearances. So if you really do like me, which will take me by surprise, follow me on Twitter, and I always tweet that stuff out.
At Trainer with an O-R.
Yes. DJ.
At Trainer DJ.
And it'll be in the show notes as well.
That's right.
Along with yours.
Yes. If you'd like pictures of old men.
Well, you're going down to Dallas this weekend. Did you want to touch on that?
Oh, well, hey, if you're going to be at the FSTA meeting in Dallas, by all means, stop by. There'll be a gaggle of RotoWire guys down there. Our president and founder, Peter Shankey, is also chairman of the FSTA board, so he'll certainly be on stage. But by all means, stop by and chat with the RotoWire folks at the FSTA conference in Dallas. Beloved pod listeners, do you subscribe to RotoWire.com? If you like our podcast, you'll love our website. Try it for free for 10 days at rotowire.com/pod. Okay, well, I think then it's time to ease into our closing. Thanks for listening to the RotoWire Fantasy Basketball Podcast brought to you by DraftKings.com. DJ, do you have any closing thoughts?
No. Safe travels to you. I'll keep a watch on the office here for you guys while you're gone.
Fantastic. Thank you for doing that. So let's close with words from the oh-so-wise and stable former Detroit Piston and Chicago Bull, Dennis Rodman, who, believe it or not, way back in the day said, Shaq is not the man. He's the man because the NBA wants him to be the man. But before you can be the man, you've got to be the man. Adios, amigos. DJ and K-Train are leaving the station.